At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Hi there, and welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio. My name's Michael, and I am your host for this program, and I count it an honor and privilege to actually do that. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can call me at 347-327-9316. Our phone lines are open, and I will be taking your calls throughout the program tonight. And we do have a few calls, but not very many yet, so you can call in. I would love to talk to you. Man, I've had a great day. I really haven't done a lot today. But just listening, to me, it's been my listening day. What I mean by that is, you know, sometimes, you know, we just get busy and we get wrapped up in our own stuff and our own lives and everyday stuff. And we forget to just listen to the voices within us. And I've been really listening to that today and really sinking into that. And I'm going to be talking a little bit about stuff down here on the show a little bit as we go on and as Spirit leads us. But we're just going to let Spirit lead us tonight. A lot of you probably don't know that I'm even on, but that's okay because the show was thrown up probably about an hour ago. But I really felt like the Spirit wanted me on tonight. And tonight I'm going to be really talking from my heart later on in the program and sharing my journey with you and how I became who I am and where we're going, and or at least where I'm going. And so, you know, I can only speak for myself. But if you would like to be a part of the show, 347-327-9316. Let's go ahead and pull a card for the show. And it comes from my Gaia deck. And it's the Goshna card, and talks about clearing away obstacles, protection, and guidance. You know, a lot of times in our lives, you know, we have those things that we put in our way. You know, roadblocks that we put there. Things that our mind creates and says, you can't talk about this, you can't do that, you can't say this, because. But Goshna comes in here tonight and says, you know what? I'm going to clear all that way. I'm going to sweep it away. I'm going to clear it out of there. And there's nothing standing in your way. And that goes for you tonight. You know, that Spirit comes in here tonight and say, hey, you know what? I don't care what's in your past. I don't care how your day's gone. I'm clearing all that away tonight so you can focus on what you need to focus on, which is the Spirit within you. That's where your focus needs to be tonight. So clearing away all those things, getting rid of all those things, and letting you know that you're safe, that you're protected, that you're watched over. You know, a lot of times we feel, especially in the world that we're living in right now, hey, it no wonder a lot of people are a little bit afraid. You know, just turn on your TV. That's enough to scare the socks off of you. But Spirit comes in here tonight, say, hey, you know what? Don't worry about the outside. Don't worry about what's going on out there. Worry about what's going on inside. I got you. And guiding us and leading us. And so that's the card for the show. And let's go ahead and go to prayer. And then we're going to open with a song. And then we're going to be taking our calls and be talking and following the leading of Spirit. Okay? You know what? I want everybody to do me a favor before we get too far tonight. And I just want us to just stop for a second. You know, and realize, you know, what's inside of us. You know, I grew up in church. And most of my church experience, I can only speak for me, but most of my church experience put Spirit and God way, to me, out of reach. I always felt isolated. I always felt like, man, you know, I don't know if I can reach that. And you know, and maybe you feel that tonight. Maybe you feel like maybe you can't reach that. But you know, I have good news for you within you. It's not somewhere way out there. It's inside. And I'm going to be talking about that. I'm going to be talking about how I found that in my journey as I found that. So that's what we're going to be talking about a little bit tonight. Okay? Let's go ahead and go for now. And then we'll go follow the Spirit. All right? Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for everything that you do for us. I thank you that you watch over us, that you protect us, that you guide us, that you are that everlasting love, that unconditional love that goes beyond anything that we could ever imagine. And Father, Mother, God, right now I pray for those that are in Boston and in New York and that are being faced by this big, huge winter storm. Father, Mother, God, I know that some of them are a little bit afraid. I know that some of them are scared. But Father, Mother, God, we speak peace into that situation right now. We pray that this can move away, that it doesn't have to be as bad as they're forecasting it. You're in charge of all things. And Father, Mother, God, you said that we can speak to the storms of our lives, our physical storms and our spiritual storms. And so tonight we speak to this storm, this physical storm that is threatening a lot of our friends and our family and a lot of my listeners tonight. And Father, Mother, God, I pray that you would keep them safe, that you would protect them, that you would watch over them. And I know that you're sending angels now to do so. And Father, Mother, God, I pray for all of us that we continue to follow your leading, continue to follow your guidance. And as I continue on this program, Father, Mother, God, I pray that I would move totally out of the way and become that vessel that you use on this program. Father, Mother, God, I thank you for the gifts that are inside of me. I don't want to ever take them for granted. Because it was your love that's held me up. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for that. And Father, Mother, God, I pray for my listeners right now, as always. I pray that you would touch them tonight, whatever needs they have tonight, that you would meet those needs. Whatever answers that they need, that those answers come through. And if a loved one would like to step through tonight, we invite them to do so now. And Father, Mother, God, surround us right now with the light of the Holy Spirit. We say namaste. And we say, amen. All right. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a I always open with a song. And so we're going to open with this song. And I'll be right back. And your calls will be next.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yogi Bhajan called it a
hallelujah,
a kriya for self-hypnosis to hypnotize you into self-love,
hallelujah,
unconditional
hallelujah,
self-love.
Hallelujah,
and where there's love,
hallelujah,
there's no fear.
Hallelujah,
and when there's no
hallelujah,
fear, there's no anger. Hypnotize yourself into that
hallelujah
relationship with yourself now.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
your voice and then to everyone's as one.
I love that song because it asks a question. It talks about love, unconditional love. And that's one thing that's real important as we move forward into these new energies and as we move forward into what Spirit wants for us is really loving ourselves because it begins there. It begins right inside of you. And that's one thing I've learned throughout my life. You know, because I was looking for love outside. I was looking for something I couldn't find outside of me. But I was looking for it. You know that song, looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love in too many faces. And then I found what I had been searching for. And I'm going to be talking about that here in a little bit. But right now, we're going to talk to whoever's on the other end of 520. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, this is Joni.
Hi, how can I help you tonight?
I'm teaching a lot of classes. This is kind of new in March to a group of people that are known to be kind of hard.
Okay.
I am really wanting it to be successful.
Okay. Well, the way to do that is keep manifesting it, keep seeing it. And you know, and I believe that the hardest of hearts, this is one thing I believe, is I believe that the hardest of hearts can be softened, you know. And I believe that that's where we are right now. I believe that Spirit is really working on a lot of people right now. And so what we need to do, you and I, we're going to agree that these hearts are going to soften, that this is going to, they're going to be open to this message and open to the teachings that Spirit's going to bring through you, because Spirit has its hand on you and definitely has some truths to share through you to these people. So what we're going to do is believe that these people are going to be open to that, that their heart's going to be receptive to this. And I believe that they are. I really believe that this is going to be a really good thing. A little bit of fear is coming in here, which is understandable. But I don't see this being a problem. I believe that this is going to be a launching pad, actually, for you. And that's how you're going to have to see this, because I definitely see that. I'm seeing that right now. I believe that this is just a beginning of something big for you. And so you got to take this baby step out and definitely keep moving forward. But I don't see any problems with this.
God bless you.
And hopefully that helps.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. You know, the one thing I want to say is with what I do, sometimes there's fears that sneak in because we're human. So we're going to have human emotions. We're going to have human fears that pop up. And this is what's going on right now with you, is what I'm feeling. And so what you need to do is you need to grab hold of this, you know, and squanch it right now, because this is your mission. And so just keep on doing what Spirit wants you to do and don't let fear stop you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. I don't know if anybody else is getting feedback than me, but I'm getting some feedback. Okay. All right. 917, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hello, Michael. This is Ellen. I'm calling from New York.
Hi. Well, how are things in New York? Are you okay?
Oh, I'm inside.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're glad you're inside. So, but I appreciate you calling me. How can I help you tonight?
Just a message from Spirit, please.
Okay, anything. It would help me if we had a little bit of a focus. It would help me focus a little bit. Do you have anything particular that you want to know about?
A career.
Okay. Are you working at the moment?
Yes, I am.
Okay. But I keep seeing change. Immediately when you started talking, my spirit guide started writing in the air in front of me the word change in big capital letters, actually. So I'm feeling like that there's definitely going to be a change. Now, are you thinking about moving away from where you're working now or into something else? Because I feel like that's a possibility that's coming up here. Would you be open to that?
I would be open to it. I haven't taken any actual steps to move on. I actually like where I'm working, but it's just not everything I wanted. And so I'm thinking, but I haven't taken any action.
Right. Yeah. And that's why I used the word it's a possibility, because there's no action on your part. There's nothing out there that Spirit could work with, like resumes or applications or things like that. This is just in the back of your head right now. This is just a thought that keeps coming up every once in a while. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And so I would listen to that little voice, because I feel like that this is the nudge of Spirit. Sometimes this is how Spirit works. It's just that little small voice saying, hey, you know, I might have something else for you. You know, there's something else out here. And so listen to that little voice. And you're the only one that can make this decision. But I would trust Spirit on this. And I would just at least give them something to work with. Maybe get some, you know, resumes out there, some applications out there, and see what pops up. And, you know, right now you got a job. You got money coming in, so you're not taking any risks. And so, you know, just put something out there to see what Spirit has for you. Because I believe that Spirit's going to open a door for you. And I would say that this is going to happen here, looks like to me, about May or June. But you're going to have to get some things out there so Spirit has something to work with. Okay? But I definitely, if you are feeling like that there's something pushing you forward, that's Spirit. And I definitely see some amazing things happening for you. This is your year to really trust you. Really trust your decision making, some of your choices. I feel like that in the past that's been a little problem. Maybe you're a little nervous about that, but I feel like that this is your year to really trust the Spirit within you and follow that nudging of Spirit, because I definitely see some really awesome things ahead for you. If you do want to move forward, Spirit definitely has a new venture for you, and that's how they use the word. It's an adventure. Where you are really going to fulfill all your purpose. Because your job where you are, yeah, it's awesome and it's great. And that was for a season. But I feel like that season is coming to an end. And I feel like that you're feeling that too. So I would start planting some other seeds out there. Okay?
Thank you for your advice. I appreciate this.
No problem. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. You know, a lot of times, you know, we're afraid to plant the seeds out there because, you know, we're in these, our comfort zones, what I call boxes, and, you know, it's what we're known. It's, you know, Spirit's not getting on to you. I'm not getting on to you. I'm just saying that sometimes we get into comfort zones. We're going, okay, you know, I'm happy where I'm at, and we're staying there, but we're missing something bigger, because Spirit says, okay, hey, you know, that little voice in the back of our head that says, hey, you know what, maybe there's something else. And I know that right now, I understand that the job market is a little shaky. I understand that. And that is generating some fear. But I also know that at the same time, Spirit wants you to step out. There's a lot of you right now. Please listen to what Spirit wants to say to you tonight. There's a lot of you right now that you know that you're not in the right place. You just know. I don't have to tell you that. You already know it. I'm just confirming what you already know. And spirit's not getting on to you. They understand the fear. They understand that there is that security. But there is a security that goes beyond anything that you can make. There's a security that is not man-made. Spirit is not going to take you out of something to let you fall on your face. It takes trust and it takes stepping out. But when we do, amazing things can happen. Okay? We just have to trust it. All right. That was free. That didn't cost you anything. 804, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hello. Hi, good evening, and thanks for taking my call.
No, how can I help you?
Okay, my name is Vernell. Let's start with a V, like in Victoria.
Okay.
And I live in Virginia.
All right. Do you have a question that I can help?
I don't know if you answer personal questions or relationship questions.
Is this your first time calling in?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, because I can tell you're a little nervous. Just relax. I'm not going to bite you or anything, I promise. I don't bite. So, I'll take any question. If you have a relationship question, whatever on your heart, Spirit already knows that, but I do need you to ask it out loud so I can help you with the answer. But the one thing I will tell you, you know, a lot of times I always tell people this, you know, a lot of times we think we want to know the answer, so I always tell people, you know, if you really, because I'm not the sugarcoat kind of psychic guy, I just tell you what Spirit tells me. So I always tell people, just, you know, if you want to know the answer, then ask the question. So go ahead if you want to ask a question.
That's why I'm calling, actually. Okay, I don't know if you need to know his name or anything.
Just ask the question, and then I'll ask you some things if I need to, any more information. Okay.
Okay. Is my boyfriend seeing someone on a personal level?
Okay. Now, have you guys been together for a while? Because I feel like that this has not been a relationship that's been a long term, maybe a couple years or something. I'm not seeing long term.
Well, it's almost 2 years.
Okay, because I was getting about 2 years. I as soon as you started talking, I saw the number two. So this would have told me that this relationship's not that old. There's a lot of, now I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a few questions. I ask you questions, please only answer yes or no to these, okay?
Okay.
Have you been in a relationship before that somebody cheated on you? Because I feel like that somebody else has done this.
Yes.
Okay. Because I feel like that there's some fears, which is understandable, some, you know, things like that. I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing, and I'm not seeing anybody else in the picture right now. I don't see anybody else around him. Now, I do feel like that, you know, some women catch his eyes. You know, that's just a guy thing. Okay. You know, I call it window shopping. But, you know, and you know, we admire somebody, but that doesn't mean that he's doing anything with them. I would be totally shocked if he was, because I'm not seeing that. I feel like that a lot of your fears, a lot of suspicions are up here. You know, maybe somebody's whispering in your ear and saying things. But I, as a reader, and what I'm seeing with the spirit within me, is I'm going to say that he's not cheating. I don't see anybody around him.
Okay.
You know, I feel like that a lot of times he doesn't communicate with you, and you wish he would communicate a little bit more and stuff like that. But I'm going to say that he really cares about you.
Okay.
I see that. Like I said, if I was seeing anything else, I would be telling you that. But I'm seeing that he cares about you. I just feel like that this is a lot of your past trying to come up here and stop you from having something real. And I believe that this could be a very long-term commitment, but there has to be some communication. you know, and maybe express some of these concerns to him if he's open to this, you know, but not do it in a non-threatening way, you know, and stuff like that. But I feel like that he definitely cares about you. So I would not be leaving this relationship. I would be having some serious talks with him, maybe, but I would just let some of that stuff in your past just stay in the past, okay?
Okay, we don't really live in the same city, but he would come on occasion and visit. But I was wondering, do you know if things are going to work out so that we would end up being together permanently?
Yeah, I definitely see that. And now having that information, I understand the concerns about him, you know, maybe having somebody else because you don't see him on a day-to-day basis. And hey, I was in a long-distance relationship. I understand those things that pop up there. But like I said, I'm going to say probably by the fall, I feel like that there's going to be a more concrete relationship here where you guys are going to see each other more. And I do feel like that he's going to move towards you. I feel like he's going to take some steps towards you. That's what I keep saying. But I wouldn't see this until the end of this year or early next year.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
I guess you don't see marriage in the future.
I don't see that far out, but that doesn't mean that it's not there. It's just I have about a 2-year window with you, and I don't see it in that 2-year window.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. I don't see it in a 2-year window that I have, but that doesn't mean it's not there. So let's go ahead and take 310. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I was just actually I'm in a 7-Eleven. I was listening to your show. I hope it's okay if I can just concentrate with you right now. I didn't know when I was going to be called, so here I am. I had to leave. So I'm walking with you with my phone.
Okay. Well, hey, if you want to, you can click your one off, and then when it's more convenient for you, you can click back on.
You know what? I'm very good. I'd be happy to. It's very quiet in here, actually.
Okay. All right.
So,
okay. So what's your question?
My question has to do specifically with a man, and his name is his initials are JJ.
Okay.
And would love the opportunity to hear what spirit has.
Okay. Now, is this a romantic interest? Because I keep. Okay. Because I keep, as soon as you mention his initials, I saw little hearts floating all over the place.
Oh, thank you.
So, now, are you guys dating? Because I don't feel like this is a relationship that's already concreted. I feel like this is a relationship that might be building.
That we were together, we're separated.
Okay.
We're together, and you know, it's been about that.
Okay, so it was a relationship, then it broke up, and now you're wondering if it's going to be a relationship again?
That's correct.
Okay. I would say definitely yes. And because it's very interesting. Now my spirit guide is sort of dressed up like Cupid. I'm going to say yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, but there's also going to have to be some forgiveness. There's going to have to be some talking here. On his part, he's going to have to come clean about some things and just start with a new slate. And the one thing that I will tell you, if you can do that, if you can forgive him and if you guys can and get past some of the stuff that he's done, then you guys are going to have a stronger relationship. But it's going to take you really forgiving him. And so if you're able to do that, then I can see this relationship coming back together and being what you want it to be. But you're the only but it's all up to you of letting this go and never bringing it up. And once he talks about it and giving him a clean slate. And so you know, he's not been the perfect angel, but he has a good heart. He has a good heart. And You know, he just needs somebody to help him through some things, and you know, and that's that unconditional love, and we're going to be talking about that here in a minute, and this is the perfect lead-in to what I want to talk about tonight, because it's that unconditional love. It's that thing, no matter, because you still love him. I feel it. Yeah. And this is definitely going to work out for you. On a timeline on this, I feel like that, you know, he just has, you know, I wouldn't push him, but, you know, I would give him some space. But I do feel like that, you know, there's some talking here that takes place. I'm going to say in a couple of weeks here. And so I'm going to say probably in about 3 or 4 months that this thing could be back together and you guys have a very strong relationship, but it's going to be you giving him a clean slate. Okay.
I will do that. I'll be in that space of unconditional love. Thank you so very much.
You're
welcome.
I bet you've never done
a reading in 7-Eleven before.
I haven't. The first one.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
You too. Yeah. Hey, you know, spirits, wherever, 7-Elevens, 11-7s, whatever. So, and, you know, and 7-Eleven is very interesting that you were at a 7-Eleven, and I almost missed this, but 7 is a complete number, means to completion. And so the cycle of, you know, the stress with him, you know, him not being maybe faithful at times and stuff like that, that cycle is coming to an end. 11 is a very spiritual number, meaning that there's divine guidance. And so it's very interesting that you were at a 7-Eleven, and I almost missed that. But you can look those numbers up yourself. But 7 and 11 are very spiritual numbers and very high numbers and have very special meaning. So there's a reason why you were in a 7-Eleven. All right. I'm going to take a breath here for just a second. I'm going to shift gears. We're actually going to go ahead, I think, at this moment in time, I'm going to go ahead and close my phone lines because I just want to talk to you, and I want to talk to you from my heart, and I don't need any distractions, and so we're just going to go ahead and close the phone lines. But I do appreciate everybody that's called in tonight, and appreciate you listening. And you know, the one thing that has always been constant in my life, and I want to start with the definition of something, and I think that this is perfect, actually, after that call. And I want to talk about what is unconditional love. You know, we're in February, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. And for a lot of people, that brings up mixed emotions. You know, some people look forward to Valentine's Day, and then some people go, oh, Valentine's Day. Because it brings up loss for a lot of people. You know, either your partner has gone on the other side, or unfortunately, maybe you guys broke up, or maybe you guys are separated. So for a lot of people, Valentine's Day isn't that woo day. For a lot of people, it's that, Valentine's Day. You know, cause I catch that myself. You know, I go to Walmart and I avoid, please listen, I avoid that Valentine's Day aisle. The little fluffy little bears with the little fluffy hearts and all that stuff, because it reminds me right now that there's not somebody in my life, that special someone right now. But that doesn't mean that special someone isn't coming, but it's not here right now. And it just, and for me, a lot of times it reminds me of a relationship that I had and brings up stuff. So I try to avoid that because it brings up stuff. And maybe you're going through the same things. Maybe you're struggling right now with some of this. But unconditional love, and tonight I'm going to focus on unconditional love for ourselves, because that's what I believe that the message of all time has been, is for us to love ourselves. So unconditional love, according to definition, and this is from the Wikipedia, I think. Wikipedia, okay. And it's the definition, and it says, unconditional love is known as affection without any limitations. I want to repeat that again. Unconditional love is known as affection without any limitations. And I wanted to stop for a second. I think that a lot of times our human mind, our human self, we love with limitations, especially towards ourselves. I think that a lot of times it's easy for us to show unconditional love outside to other people or what we think that that's supposed to look like. I think that sometimes we go through the motions of that, but we don't really understand love. And for a lot of my life, I think I went through the motions of love, but I really didn't understand love. And I'm going to explain as we go along here. But unconditional love, according to this definition, is known as affection without any limitations. The term is sometimes associated with other terms such as true love, complete love, or mother's love. Each area of expertise has a certain way of describing unconditional love, but most will agree that it is a type of love which has no bounds and is unchanging. Okay, I want a show of hands right now of how many of you listening to me can say that you love yourself right now unconditionally, without no bounds, that it's never changing, that you don't do negative talk to yourselves, that you love yourself without any limitation. And I'm not getting on to you. Spirit's not getting on to you. Spirit understands right where we are. You know, I was going to talk tonight about a lot of things, but I want to focus tonight on loving you. I believe that when we're born, when Michael, which is me, arrived on planet Earth, I came here with a clean slate. We talked about that just a minute ago with a caller. And I came here with unconditional love for myself when I'm born, because I didn't know anything else. I was pure love. Okay? Please listen. I was pure love. I didn't have anything else. I didn't know that I wasn't supposed to love me or love everybody else or whatever. I just loved. Have you ever seen a little kid? They just love. They don't know anything else. And some parents are a little worried because they just go up total strangers and give people hugs because they don't know that they're supposed to not do that. But why aren't they supposed to do that? Because our fears have taught us that if we love somebody, we get hurt. And it goes back to us also. Somewhere in your life and in my life, we made a disconnect. There was a place in our life that somewhere we stopped loving us. Because either somebody kept telling us that we're unworthy or we're no good or we're not going to amount to anything or, you know, I don't love you because you are an idiot or whatever. Unfortunately, people say that stuff. I grew up in a home that didn't show unconditional love. And I don't hold that against my parents. Please listen to me really careful. I don't hold that against my parents. Now, I did back then, maybe back in the day. But parents can only love what they've been taught. And I don't believe that my parents were shown unconditional love. And I don't know if their parents were shown unconditional love. And I don't know if their parents were shown unconditional love. Somewhere, that stopped. And somewhere, that got all messed up. And I feel like that it got messed up on our planet. somewhere we've, as a human race, have made a huge disconnect. But the nice thing, there's a breeze that is blowing right now on our planet that is trying to its best to get us to return to that place of unconditional love for us, for you and me, to accept us just the way we are, to accept us with all the flaws. I talked about this on Thursday's show, yesterday's show. I talked about the book. You know, that we can't judge the book by its cover. I've seen some books that looked awful, literal books that looked awful, but the content, that the knowledge that book had inside of it was awesome. But if I didn't pick up the book just because of what it looks like, are you listening? When I was little, you know, I remember my mom holding me and loving me the best she could. Then my mom got sick. About the age of 10, my little perfect little world that I had created in my head, that I felt was safe around me, came crumbling down. We were in church. I was learning the love of God and you know, reaching for God somewhere up in the sky. And thought that, you know, and unfortunately, a lot of churches, unfortunately, my friends, churches teach us that we have to earn love from God. That if we do this, then God loves us. If we don't do this, then God don't love us. I don't agree with that. Because I believe that the love of the Spirit within us loves us no matter. It's unconditional. It don't care what we look like. It doesn't care anything. It doesn't care our sexual preferences. It doesn't care about all that stuff. That's the human stuff. But the Spirit stuff loves us just the way we are. When I was 10 years old, let's go back to when I was 10. When I was 10 years old, a lot of things were happening in my life. A lot of changes were going on in my life. I began to see spirits really clear when I was 10, just like I see you. You know, I started seeing spirits when I was 7. But I really didn't understand a lot of it until I was 10 and understanding what was going on. But I was never afraid of it. We had John on the other day, and he was talking about how he was never afraid of it. We've had a lot of different readers on here that says they weren't afraid of it, because it goes to that knowing. It's that unconditional, what I call that knowing, is that unconditional love. It's that spirit within us. It's that connection with something higher than us, but in us. Does that make sense? But it does if we get past our human stuff and our belief systems that have been ingrained in us. But it took me a while to get there. You know, it didn't happen right away. But when I was 10, you know, I began to see spirits, you know, and I was in church. And in the church that I grew up, what I'm doing right now wasn't cool, was against everything that they believed, and they taught that this kind of stuff was controlled by, you know, the little guy that they created in a little red suit with a pitchfork and horns, and the devil. So I thought, okay, wait, you know, I think that this is wrong. I might get judged because of it. And I did. You know, my parents thought I was making stuff up, and it wasn't accepted, unfortunately. So I thought, man, there has to be something wrong with me. Then the other thing that was going on in my life is that I started realizing that I was a little different in whom my heart wanted to be around and who I loved. And what I mean by that is that about the age of 10, I realized that I was drawn to males and not females, that I knew that I loved them. I couldn't explain it, but I just knew that I was drawn to them. But I also knew that I was taught that that was wrong. So again, I thought, man, there's something wrong with me. Unfortunately, our society hasn't changed much. They still think that psychic stuff is a little odd. Unfortunately, in our society, they think that if a man loves another man or a woman loves another woman, that's a little odd, and there's something wrong with that, unfortunately. But thank God that that has changed a lot, and it's continually changing on both fronts. And I believe that someday it won't matter in either one of those. And then also with that happening at the age of 10, my mom had a nervous breakdown. The person that showed me love beyond anything now was gone. Wasn't around me. I had to be with my grandma, my brother and sister. We went to my grandmother's and we stayed with her. So that unconditional love that came from my mom was now sort of rocky. And now all the stuff that I thought was going on with me was convincing me that there was something wrong with me. And that if I expressed either one of those areas of my life that were a part of me and in me and ingrained into me from the very beginning of time, I would be judged because of it and nobody would love me. So at that point in my life, at the age of 10, I disconnect. I know that that's when it happened. And I didn't know that until a couple of days ago. I didn't know that that's where it happened. But now I can see that clearly. And I began, because I felt like that the world took my mom away from me, I began to hate the world around me. I began to hate me because I was so different. Kids at school treated me so different, and I never fit. I was like trying to put a square peg in a round hole. It just wouldn't fit, and I never felt like that I belonged. I went through the motions of my life. I'm going to speed this up really quick, but I went through the motions of trying to earn love. Because I thought maybe if I was good enough, maybe if I changed, maybe if I could fit into their mold, they would love me. So I put on a mask and tried to act happy and tried to be what everybody else thought that Michael should be. But somewhere along there for years and years, my friend, Michael got lost. Years and years, I did not love me. I hated every part of me. I couldn't even stand looking in the mirror because, man, it reminded me of how bad I was. But I wasn't bad. But I thought I was. You know, because people, I thought if I express who I really am, nobody's going to love me. So, and a lot of people, unfortunately, a lot of people do this. You know, We fit into molds and we try to be somebody that we're not. And Spirit wants us to be true to ourselves. And I'm going to speed this up really quick. For years and years, I was in church. 20-some years of my life, maybe 30 years of my life, was in church. But I felt so alone and I felt so lost. And I didn't have that unconditional love for myself, or I didn't feel like I was getting it from anybody. I felt like that if I expressed who I truly was, that I would be judged because of it and would go to a pit of fire and burn forever and ever. And so fear kept me prisoner from me loving me and me accepting the love of the Spirit within me that was doing its best to hold me together. The one thing that was constant in my life, and I want you to listen to this, the one thing that was constant in my life was I knew that there was something in me that was doing its very best to show me love. Most of my adulthood, I've had 6 suicide attempts. Some of those really close. Because I didn't love me. There was a part of me that wanted to destroy me, and I still fight it on a daily basis. But there was a moment, and I want to get to this moment. There was a moment in my life when my world was caving in. I felt like everything. Sometimes Spirit has to break us down to build us back up. I didn't understand this during the time, but I do now. In 1996, my world came crashing down again, a lot of it because of me. Bad choices, bad decisions. Just because I didn't love me, I didn't know any better. But at that time, when everything fell apart, there was a light that shined upon me and in me. And I remember one day when everything, I was at my lowest point, and I told God, I said, you know, if you are real, you need to show me, because I'm questioning everything. I don't understand. But I know that there's something in me. I mean, it was just this underlying love that was in me through all of this. And I remember, and I told Spirit or God or whatever you want to call it, I said, you got to show yourself real. And or otherwise, I will never talk to you again. And I meant it. Because all I wanted in my life was real, and I thought that there was no love. I thought that there was. Have you ever seen the Little Drummer Boy? Have you ever seen that show? The Little Drummer Boy was a cartoon back in the day. He had so much hate in him. You know, he saw his parents slaughtered and his house burned down, and he just had so much hate in him. Unfortunately, I could relate it to that. But, you know, in the end of The Drummer Boy, he finds that love within him. And it changes him. It breaks his heart. It breaks that wall that he built around him. And he experiences that love. Well, there was that moment in my life when I said, show yourself to be true. And all of a sudden, there was this, it felt like something grabbed me and wrapped its arms around me. And I said, where are you? Where have you been? And I heard a voice that said, I have always been with him. And at that moment in my life, things changed for me. I became a different person. I can't explain it, but I began to change. Do I still have bad days? Yeah. But I know that I love me. And that moment in my life was the first time in my life that I could say, you know what, Michael, I love you. And I love every part of me. There's not a part of me that I would change because it's who I am. I couldn't do it if I wanted to. I tried. And I think that when we're trying to be somebody that we're not, we become very miserable. We go into a place of depression. We go into a place of fear and into a pit that we create because we disconnect from the love within. We disconnect from that heart center. But it's easy to go back there. It's easy to go back to that memory that you had when you arrived on planet Earth. It's really easy to get back there. And you're going, okay, Michael, how do we do it? how do I love me unconditionally? I can hear somebody saying that, but you don't know. I don't need to know your past. I don't need to know anything like that. All I know is that you have the same spirit within you that's in within me. And I know without a shadow of doubt that it loves you. It doesn't judge you. It doesn't condemn you, or will it ever. It loves you just the way you are right now. You know, our brains rather keep us prisoner in our past. But your past is your past. Right now, it is 7 o'clock where I'm at. 6 o'clock is gone. I can't get it back. It's gone. All I have is right now, this now moment. And what Spirit is trying to do in 2013 is to tell us that we need to be in the now moment. We need to love us in this now moment. It doesn't matter what we did. It matters what we do. I'm going to say that again. It doesn't matter what we did. It matters what we do. When that happened, and maybe you're not going to have that dramatic, you know, moment in your life where a light shines around you and all that stuff happens. Maybe it's just going to be a small change, a small thing that happens, but you're going to feel it. When that happened, I felt it. And I'm still learning how to love and let that come out of me. There are still some reservations. There are still some concerns. I still don't trust like I should. And you know, there are still things that I'm working on. I'm not perfect. But the one thing that is perfect in me is Spirit. And loves me just the way I am. Knows that I'm still having some difficulties. Knows that I have struggles sometimes. But still loves me. And was that constant in my life, saying, hey, Michael, I love you. Because even in those moments when I wanted to destroy me, there was that, I love you. Don't do that. There were angels that were sent to intervene several times, because I would not be talking to you right now. The Spirit hadn't stepped in. The Spirit loves us so much. It goes beyond anything that I could ever imagine or even explain. Unconditional love is hard to explain because it's something that we have to experience. And for a lot of us, unfortunately, it's hard for us to understand it because we've never experienced it, unfortunately. There was a time, please listen, there was a time, and this is how you get there. There was a time that you experienced unconditional love. Maybe it was way before you even arrived on planet Earth, but there was a time. And what you need to do is get back to that heart center, get back to that place, and how you do it is through meditation. I learned that. And I stopped the negative talk to myself. You know, those days when you just beat yourself up and you just say, hey, you know, you're stupid and you're dumb and you're not going to amount to anything. We need to stop that stuff. There's enough people in the world beating us up. We don't need to do it to ourselves. Buddha describes real love. Let me try to get up here and read this. I can read what's in front of me. According to Buddhism, to love is an action. It's that force that motivates people to become better, to improve themselves in order to reach. Now my computer decides to change, move when I'm reading. Okay, that's all right. I still love my computer no matter what. All right. Reach eternal and happiness. Love brings out the best in people, as when they love, the target is not themselves, but the beloved ones. Jesus taught us to love unconditional. He talked about, love your enemies. That's hard. He said, one time Jesus stalked it and said, it's okay to love those that love you, but it's hard to love those that maybe are not all that nice to you. And sometimes, I'm going to turn that, sometimes it goes back to us loving us. Jesus said to love your neighbor as you love yourself. I want to focus, love yourself. How can I love you? How could I be doing this program and be sharing the love of Spirit with you if I didn't love me? How could I come on here and say, okay, you should love you, and all along I'm not loving me? That wouldn't make any sense, would it? But I truly love me. I really do. But there are parts of me that I still have some difficulties with. But I do love me. And you can do it too. It's hard at times. It wasn't easy when I started telling myself that, hey, you know what, Michael, I love you. It felt weird because I never experienced it. I never heard those words. A lot of you have never heard those words from anybody else, but you need to hear them from you. And when you really mean it, you're going to feel it. And the one thing that our world needs more than ever is love, sweet love. But it begins with you. It begins with you loving you unconditionally. That song talked about unconditional love. The song we played, Hallelujah, talked about unconditionally. Not saying, okay, man, Michael, I'm going to love you if you... No. I love me no matter what. I remember my dog, Angel, when she was a puppy. You've heard me tell this story again, but I'm going to tell it again tonight. I don't know if I was ready for her, but she was there anyhow. And I know I wasn't ready for her. She's a border collie and a blue heeler mix, and they have a lot of energy, and I know I wasn't ready. And, there were nights that I would just cry myself to sleep because I thought, man, this dog is crazy. She was eating up stuff in the house. It wouldn't matter if I got her bones. She was still chewing on stuff that she shouldn't be chewing on. She was tearing up stuff she shouldn't be tearing up. And I was just like, man, what is wrong with this dog? So one night I went to, I made the decision the next day that I had no other choice except take her to a pound. Because I thought, man, this dog is going to drive me crazy. And it's not working out for her, and it's not working out for me. And I thought, man, But there was something in me that still loved her, that didn't want to take her away, didn't want to take her away, because I knew that there was good in her. I knew it. I looked in her eyes, even when she was tearing up stuff, and I knew that there was good in there. And I asked God, I said, okay, God, please just let me see it one day. Let me see that good dog that I know that's inside of her just one day. The next day was the day that I was going to take her to the Humane Society. And I woke up and she was sitting beside the bed. And I said, good morning, Angel. And she jumped up and hugged me. And I said, okay, come. And she followed me into the living room. And that whole day, make a long story short, that whole day she did everything that I was supposed that she's supposed to do. She didn't tear up anything. She listened to every command. It only lasted one day, but it showed me that it was in her. But it wouldn't have mattered because I already loved her. Please listen, I already loved her. I was just hoping to see that. I probably wouldn't have taken her to the pound because I loved her. I mean, and I still do. It was that unconditional love. And that's what I wanted to get to. You know, we have it for our animals. We have it for everybody else. But sometimes do we have it for ourselves? I think that we're too quick to judge ourselves. We're too quick to condemn ourselves. We're too quick to put the focus on, man, I'm not a good person. But you are a good person, just the way you are. For the spirit within you makes you that way. You are a spiritual being. Okay? You're just in a house. Okay? You're a spiritual being, and you need to remember that. You need to go into that place, into center, into heart. That's where you need to go. All right? All right. Hopefully you got something out of that. I feel like that I've shared everything on that subject I need to share. But, you know, I just want you to realize that loving us starts with just letting go. You know, letting go of any reservations that we have about us. You know, maybe your hair isn't perfect. Maybe, you know, maybe you got a bigger nose than some people, or bigger ears than some people, or maybe a bigger mouth than some people. I don't know. But it doesn't matter. You know, because what you do have that is the same as everybody else is the universal spirit of all. It's not a color. It's not anything. It's a spirit. You know, one of my favorite scriptures is to worship God in spirit and in truth, for God is a spirit. I want you to hear that. God is a spirit. Okay? And that spirit is within you and within me and within everything. It created all things and everything around us. And it still continues to do so. It will continue to do so. All right. We will be on Arrogant on Monday with Martina Schmidt, I believe, will be with us. And if you want to see upcoming guests that's going to be coming on the show, you can go over to www.spiritualtalkradio.net. You'll find all the upcoming guests. I have all of them over there. And also, if you go to our show page right here on Blog Talk, you will see upcoming shows with them listed also already, a lot of them. There's a few that aren't up there yet, but there are a lot of them up there. So they will be coming up. Appreciate you guys so much. I really do. I love you unconditionally. You know, I don't judge you in any way, shape, or form. I love you just the way you are. I do want to talk about something that is on my heart tonight, besides what I talked about. And it goes back to when I was a kid, I was bullied a lot. And you know, because I was different, I was picked on. And unfortunately, that still happens. And I want us to pray for this little boy tonight. His name is Bailey O'Neill. And he's 11 years old. And as we speak tonight, he lays in a hospital in Pennsylvania. In a coma, and I want to read a little bit of what happened to him. I'm going to read this news article that I'm reading from, and this was posted 9 hours ago, actually. A Pennsylvania boy is in medical-induced coma after a schoolyard fight that his parents claimed was a case of vicious bullying. Bailey O'Neill, a sixth grade honor student at Darby Township School, was involved in a fight that left him punched multiple times in the face and knocked to the ground with a broken nose. Bailey's parents took him to a hospital where he was treated for concussion and released. Upon returning home, Bailey began to suffer seizures so violent that he was rehospitalized and placed in a medical coma for his own safety. Police haven't filed charges yet against his alleged attacker. I wonder, will this stop someday? I believe it will. But we need to look at things like this. I mean, he's an honor student. I mean, I don't know the situation. I don't know what went on. I wasn't there. You know, maybe they just didn't like him. Maybe they just thought he was too smart. I don't know what the problem was. But this is happening all the time. Every day, kids go to school, and every day they get bullied. Unfortunately, this is the only one I know about, but there's probably other kids that end up in the hospital because of the same thing. But I want us to pray for Bailey tonight, and I want us to really focus on him. And you're going, well, do you know him? No, I don't know him, but I know the spirit within him. And we're doing things like this, we're doing it to the spirit within us, because it's a ripple effect. We're all connected. When I read this story, I cried. I don't know him. I don't know his family. But I know that this stuff happens, and I know that it shouldn't. And it hurts the spirit within me. Because what are we doing to ourselves? And to the world around us, it's a ripple effect. So let's go to prayer for Bailey right now. And hopefully I'm saying his name right. I'm sure I am, but the Spirit knows his name. But remember him and his family tonight. Remember the kids, and let's pray for them even, the people that did this to him. And you're going, well, how can you pray for them? Because it's love. They have to be hurting to do something like this. I don't know why people do this stuff. But I know that Bailey would want us to pray for him and probably pray for them as well, because the spirit within him. So let's go ahead and pray for Bailey and for the situation and for our world as a whole, because there's something that is wrong with our planet. Or maybe not our planet, but with maybe the people on our planet. And so, let's just pray. And know that Spirit's going to intervene. Okay, let's pray for Bailey. Father, Mother, God, right now, I just thank you for this program. I thank you for me being sensitive. I wouldn't change it. Sometimes it bothers me, yeah, being an empath. It hurts sometimes. But I wouldn't change it because it's who I am. Father, Mother, God, my heart breaks tonight for Bailey. I don't know why. Maybe it hits close to home. Because I was bullied. Maybe that's why. You know, maybe I was kicked a little bit and punched a little bit, and I can relate to this. Maybe that's why it's bothering me so close. But Father, Mother, God, right now, he lays in a hospital bed and in an induced coma for his own safety until they figure out what's going on inside of him. And Father, Mother, God, there's some maternal things that are going on inside of his body. I can see them right now. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I just pray for his head. Father, Mother, God, I just pray that whatever is going on in his head right now, that you would just touch him. That you can fix this. You're the healer of all things. And Father, Mother, God, we place Bailey in your hands. And we pray that you would just move in his behalf from the top of his head to the soles of his body, that you would just touch him. That this eternal thing that is going on inside of his body, that you would send healing angels right now to his bedside. That you would comfort his mom and his dad, and that you would help them. Not go into a place of anger, because that won't fix this. But in a place of love, in a place of forgiveness, because once we can work from a place of that, we can change the world. I cannot imagine as a parent what they're going through and what they're feeling right now. But don't let them go to that dark place. Let them feel the light that's inside of them tonight. And Father, Mother, God, I pray for those that did this. I pray that you would just heal their hearts. Because hurt people hurt others. And once we understand that, we can pray like this. And so I pray for them tonight. And I pray that whatever judgment, whatever has to happen here legally, because there's no judgment on your part, but there are legal things that happen. And Father, Mother, God, whatever consequences, let's not say judgment, let's say consequences. I don't like the word judgment. Whatever consequences have to fall here, then let it be, whatever those are. And there's already consequences that are already taking place. But Father, Mother, God, I just pray right now that you would just be with Bailey, put angels in his room, let him feel your presence, and restore him back to who he was before this incident happened. And surround him right now with the white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste. We say amen. You know, it's that love. And people say, well, Michael, how can you pray like this? Because it's that love inside me. It's that unconditional love. It's the spirit within me praying for us, hoping that we'll change, hope that we awake, and hope that we can tap into this, and we can, but it takes letting go of our stuff. You know, for me to get out of the hate that I was in for most of my life, it took me taking a step out into unknowns, because I didn't understand love. I didn't understand unconditional love. And so it took me happen to accept something I didn't truly totally understand, but it takes me stepping out. But now it shines bright through me and takes care of me in ways that surprise me every second of my life. And I get to share it with you. And I count that an honor and a privilege. And man, I've come a long ways from the days of hating Michael. Took a long journey to come out of that dark place. Because it took a long time getting there. But it's relearning. It's, you know, just being at peace. And, you know, it's those moments when I go into meditation, those quiet moments when I just quiet my mind and I can feel that knowing. You know, all the great leaders of our day, all our spiritual leaders, always went away and meditated. Buddha, Gandhi, Mother Teresa, Jesus, and so on and so on. Because they knew how important it was to tap in to the source within them. And you can call meditation prayer. You can call it whatever you want. but it's all the same thing. It's quieting our mind. You know, the one thing that keeps me going, even when I see all these things that happen in our world, these things like that happened to Bailey, which I don't really understand, you know, that happened at the school in New Jersey, or not in New Jersey, but up that way. In Newark, yeah. You know, I don't understand those kind of things. Or like the cop that's going around shooting other police in California. I don't understand these things. But I know that it's a part of our world right now, but it's a part of our world that is changing and will be gone someday. There will be a day when the lamb lays down beside the lion. There will be a day that we lay down our swords. We beat them into plowshares. There will be a day that love reigns. Gandhi said it perfectly, and I'm going to close with this. Be the change we want to see in the world today. And what I want to see in the world today is unconditional love, and it starts with me. It starts with right now. And I am going to do my very best to love unconditionally. Doesn't matter how you treat me. Doesn't matter at all. Because I love you no matter what. That's hard at times. But I believe it's possible. And I believe it's something that we can do. And I commit myself right now to that. Because I want to be the change I want to see in the world. I don't want to see any more Baileys in hospital beds. In comas. Because whatever did that, my friend, to Bailey, isn't love. Isn't love. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. I know it got a little heavy tonight, but that's okay. I don't do it very often. But sometimes we have to talk about things that are serious and things that need to change in our world. And that tonight was one of those. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being you. You be you. I'll be me. And together we'll get there. Let's close out with a song. And actually, we'll do this one. Have a good night. Thank you for listening. We'll be back Monday at 6 p.m. Central. All right. Bye-bye.